Matthew Slater joining us here on the Harbor One Hotline. What's going on this week, Matthew?
I'm doing okay. How are you guys?
We're doing well. So let me ask you, because we were just talking about this, and I'm not sure we ever actually have asked you this. So how do you feel about people, and I would include myself in this group, who are prioritizing a higher draft pick and effectively rooting for the team to lose each week? Like, how does that make you feel as a player? Do you understand that rationale, or is that something that you lash out against? Like, how do you feel about that mood and attitude?
Yeah, you know, I personally try to put myself in positions to be able to understand everyone's mode of thinking. I mean, I understand that rationale. I understand fans having an opinion or hopes and expectations of what we do. People like yourselves having opinions and thoughts on what we should do. I get that. And I don't have a problem with it. I'm not offended by it at all. I think as a player, though, excuse me, especially a player in my situation, you realize opportunities in this league are never guaranteed. And, you know, as easy as it is for the fans or pundits to look ahead to the future, as a player, your future is never guaranteed, especially for someone in my position. So I think as players, it's up to us to embrace the opportunities that we are given and treat them like they're our last. So the idea of losing games or tanking will never appeal to players, I hope, as long as we're in it. So, you know, I can see all sides of it. I understand it. But certainly, you know, I want to win the next six games. That's how I'm wired, and, you know, that's what I hope we do.
There's a lot of speculation, Matthew, among us and others in the media and fans about who was going to start the game on Sunday against the Giants. And I'm wondering, for you as a captain, what the communication was like from coaching about the expectation of what the quarterback situation was going to be in Sunday's game.
Yeah, there was no communication about it. I mean, I think for many of us, it really doesn't impact what we do. You know, I'm not sure if it was communicated in the offensive meeting rooms or what have you, so I can't speak to that. But in terms of Bill getting up there and saying to the team, hey, this guy's going to go or that guy's going to go, that didn't happen at all. And I don't think that it was something that was necessary. You know, I think for most of us, you know, our job happens independent of who's playing that position. And certainly I fall into that category, and I was just focused on trying to do my job.
But he has done that in the past, right? He's gotten up in front of the team and said, we're going with quarterback X this week.
Well, for 12 years of my career, we had Tom Brady, so.
But Cam Newton's year, and like there, well, there have been times where he's come out and said it. He has.
Well, just to the media, at least.
Yeah, to the I don't ever remember internally having those discussions about who was going to play the position. Again, it's been a little bit since I've sat in those offensive meetings full-time, so I'm not sure what's being communicated in there, and, you know, I'm not sure what the expectations are from those guys.
Matthew, are you surprised to learn that a clotheslining a kick returner is now legal in the NFL? That was the three of us never agree on anything, and we all looked at each other and we're like, there should have been something there, right? I mean, an injection maybe, but that was. It seemed like a lot of guys were upset about that in the locker room afterwards. How'd you sort of feel right up close there?
You know, I'll say this: I've competed against Cam Brown for a few years in this league. I don't think he's a dirty player. I don't think his intentions were to carry out a dirty play, but, you know, intention versus what actually happened were different in this situation. I saw the play. I don't think those are the type of plays that this league wants. I think those are the type of plays that this league is trying to get rid of and minimize, and I'm very shocked that it wasn't penalized. I want to tread lightly here. I've already been fined twice by the league this year. So, you know, I'm sure they'll take a look at it, and maybe they'll feel differently upon further review. But, you know, we don't want to see plays like that. We don't want to see guys laid out on the field like Pop was yesterday. Whenever we can avoid that, we need to avoid them.
It's been unusual to see a starting quarterback in Mac Jones benched as many times this season as he has. How do you, as, you know, somebody, an experienced leader in the locker room, support him in such an unusual and honestly painful to watch situation when he's getting sat as much as he is?
Yeah, I think for me personally, it's just remaining normal, keeping our relationship normal, not letting it impact how we interact, and being as positive as I can with him. Obviously, in those situations, there's a lot of negativity, there's adversity, and he certainly doesn't need that from his teammates, nor does any other player on this team. So I think for us, it's just about being positive, keeping him uplifted. And look, it's obviously been challenging for him. It's been challenging for the whole football team. This season has been one of challenge and struggle. So I think we need to continue to be there for one another.
You referenced earlier, you've been fined a couple of times this year. Did you just win on appeal?
I won my first appeal.
I was going to say, does that?
Yay.
How rare is that? Does that ever happen?
I got
happen?
It totally rescinded.
Nice.
So,
bravo.
Good work. I appealed the second
Take
one.
Take that, Roger.
Yeah.
And we shall see how the second one plays out.
Oh, that's still pending?
Yes, that's still pending.
Okay, well, you fill us in. Okay. When you get that result,
you
fill us in.
Well, we need to celebrate these victories.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Well done.
All right, well, Matthew Slater, we know it's been a trying season. We appreciate you joining us here every Patriots Monday, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks a lot,
Thank
guys.
Thank you.
Hi, Matthew Slater, as all our guests, joins us on the Harbor One Hotline. We're going to talk to Mac Jones. That comes your way about 5 minutes from now here on a Patriots Monday on WEEI.